relief work, bas relief work, which shows the Jews being taken into captivity, the picture of the menorah, the picture of the shofros, of the long trumpets, of the chatzotzros, and the entire scene of Titus attempted to portray for us the scene how it as it looked on the day of the parade in Rome. What happened to all of the things? Now, that's a good question. The Talmud tells us that 40, 50 years later, meaning about 70 years after the destruction of the temple, Rabbi Yossi said that he was in Rome and that he saw yet displayed the great parochas, the great curtain, which separated between building of the temple, the actual building, so it separated between the Holy of Holies and the building itself. So there was this enormous curtain tapestry that hung. He said he saw it in Rome. And apparently the Romans kept it as as they kept many of the artifacts, as booty and on display, etc. When Rome was taken over by the Christians, as will happen in about the year 330, 250 years afterwards, so the Catholic Church fell heir to all of these possessions of the temple. Now, where they are and what happened to them, it's not clear. They could have all been destroyed when Rome was sacked. They could have all been lost in the Dark Ages. There is a tradition both among the Catholic Church and among Jews that somewhere in the catacombs in the basements of the Vatican, there are artifacts of the temple which still exist. As late as the 18th century, there was a Jew by the name of the Chidor, Rabbeinu Chaim Yosef David Azulai, who was a fundraiser sent from Jerusalem to collect money, but like many fundraisers, he didn't go for the work, so he went and visited libraries all over the world. And he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham and a scholar. We have almost 70 books that he wrote while he was raising money. Some fundraisers write receipts. He wrote books. And one of the places that he was in Rome, and he got into the Vatican. He was able to visit the Vatican, and he said that he was assured that there are artifacts of the temple that still exist, that the Vatican still has them. Our problem with the Vatican, as was symbolized this week in the meeting between Prime Minister Paris and the Holy Father, is that what is good for one is inimical to the other. We do not have, as the Vatican so euphemistically phrased it, an identity of interest. And because of that, therefore, the Vatican is not in any mood to share information regarding any of these items. It may also be the Vatican has such a vast storehouse of manuscripts, artifacts, etc., that they've collected all over the centuries, that they really don't know what they have. Because my theory of life is that the world is one big yeshiva. And, when you'll do your Pesach cleaning, you'll be amazed what you have. That now doesn't even enter into your mind. And there are a lot of things that they simply don't know what they have. Until the Second World War, until after the Second World War, for instance, the Vatican Library is the largest repository of Jewish manuscripts in the world, having been confiscated from Catholic